work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a new episode. It is my greatest joy that you are making the choice to rise with love. I am so proud of you for seeing all the good that is inside you and opening up to all the possibilities that unfold when love is what resides in your heart. And with that, I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. Today, I want to share with you how I have come to be known as New Zealand's modern medium. I want to share openly with you my experience as a medium and my vision for mediumship in the future. Mediumship to me is a beautiful gift I believe we were given as humanity to unite spirit and the living as one. To connect two worlds together, to better understand ourselves beyond the physical, to get a sense of who we are in essence as a divine being, to experience and receive a glimpse of what source energy is like, that embodiment of unconditional love. The more I work as a medium, and it's been nearly a decade now, the more I see that connecting to our loved ones in the spirit world is vital to our expansion, evolution, and enlightenment, for these connections are the doorway to us seeing life beyond our existence here on earth, that our purpose isn't simply to live and die, but to experience all of our infinite potential. It doesn't begin and end with life here on earth, but more life here on earth is a small part in what is the greater picture of who we are. We are a fragment of source energy, that unconditional love in which all of us are created from. Mediumship reminds us that we are love. We are not our human body. We are not our human experiences. We are love, and that is who and what we are. When you experience a mediumship connection, you feel it in your being. You feel the love into your heart. And you feel that there is something beyond our humanness. And even though our mind clouds us with emotions of sadness, loss, anger, guilt, loneliness, and doubt, we must remember that mediumship is the greatest teacher. For mediumship teaches us that there is no barrier to love, that no matter who we are and what we've done, the spirit world sees us through the eyes of love. Our loved ones and spirits see us for what we truly are, when sometimes we cannot see it for ourselves. They remind us that our worth and our truth as they encourage us to live in the moment and to make the most out of life. These connections to me are sacred, and my hope is that everyone experiences mediumship and that it is a natural part of our lives. So to me, being New Zealand's modern medium means that I do my best to change the paradigm around how mediumship is viewed. I'm making mediumship the norm. To me, it should be part of our daily lives that we seek to counsel our loved ones in the spirit world, to ask them for their help, their guidance, their support, and their wisdom. By making mediumship the norm, we take away the pain that grief creates because it's no longer about losing someone. You haven't lost them. They haven't left you. Their physical body has stopped existing. But trust me, that is not the end. I want you to picture in your mind 4-year-old Melissa playing dress-ups in her room, talking away to her imaginary friends. for that is probably my youngest memory where I can see I was truly channeling the spirit world. Of course, back then, I don't think I even knew what I was doing, and my parents thought I had quite an overactive imagination because I was an only child. To be honest, I don't think much has changed, except now I understand what I'm doing and the mechanics around mediumship and being available to channel the spirit world. My first ever encounter with mediumship was when I was 11 years old, and to this day is my driving force for making mediumship the norm. My mum had married a Scotsman who was one of five brothers. The youngest brother, named Alan, was my favourite. Alan was down to earth, fun, creative, and loved life. We shared so many common interests, and one of those was music. Music was like our own private language, and one of the most precious memories I have is him teaching me to play the guitar and writing a song together, which also happens to be the last time I ever saw him. We had an amazing bond, a bond like no other I've ever experienced. Alan and I could have taken on the world. He wasn't just my step uncle to me. He was my spiritual teacher, my guru, my best friend, and my companion. Alan was a wanderer. He loved exploring the world and living life without fear. He was a Buddhist at heart, having so much compassion for animals and our planet. I don't know the ins and outs of the story too well, as I was only 11 at the time. But Alan had decided to go on a sailing trip with some people he had met. Somewhere, their boat got captured by Somalian pirates, and Alan was taken as a prisoner. He was tortured and decapitated. To this day, over 20 years later, we still haven't been able to find his body and put him to rest. I remember the day we all gathered in our living room and I was told the news. It was like some horror movie being made out reality. I remember everyone crying and being in shock, not really understanding what death meant and that we were never going to have closure. I remember his mum seeking the counsel of mediums to understand and make sense of what happened to Alan. This is when I learnt that we could communicate with the spirit world, but this still never sunk in until many years later. I remember months had gone by and receiving a letter in the mail. It was from Alan. I was the last person he ever wrote to, a true testament of our bond. I have his letter behind a photo of the two of us on the beach posing as we would, goofing around because he taught me to live life. His last words in the letter: I still have our song. We will have to finish it when I come back to your place again. I guess I'll be back in about 2 months' time. Don't miss me too much. All my love, Alan. Those words cut deep. I can barely bring myself to read that letter because he never made it back. I never saw him again. I can't even remember what our song was about, but I'm sure it was beautiful. Every time I close my eyes and think of Alan, I see the two of us giggling and making music. I know it's because of him that I do this work. I know one of the reasons he's in the spirit world is to help me in making mediumship the norm. We had an unbreakable bond, and I know that his legacy will live on in all the lives that I'm able to touch with my work as a medium. I know he's with me, guiding me. This journey is something we do together, and I look forward to the day that we can be reunited in spirit. But until then, I've got work to do, and I need to help bring comfort to the many lives, just like mediums did for us every time they bring through Alan. When I was 18 years old, I had a friend give me a reading in the university library. We were supposed to be doing an assignment, But for some reason, she decided that I had to hear what the other side had to say to me. Gosh, I can even take myself back to that moment. I had no idea what psychics and mediums were, but I remember her telling me things that there was no way that she would know, even though we were university besties. It kind of was the turning point that would take 7 years to fully be in motion. You see, I was in complete denial of my ability, pinning it down that everyone could hear voices in their heads and have a strong intuition about things. I was 18 and wanted to party as hard as I could while still maintaining my straight A's, a complete mashup of geek and rebel to the core. I had no intention of being a psychic. I was going to be a primary school teacher and help children discover themselves. Yup, you can imagine that the spirit world won, and my plans went out the window. When I was 25 years old, I was pregnant with my second child, my son, and I had gone into a teaching job that was a fixed-term contract, meaning I couldn't get another job, especially while pregnant, so I used that as the perfect opportunity to start my hobby of being a psychic medium. I can hear the spirit world clapping and cheering about. Me, on the other hand, not so much. I really didn't want to do this, yet it also felt like the most natural thing to me. I guess the spirit world knew I needed some motivation, and what turned out to be a hobby became my full-time job very quickly. Melissa Mills HQ was officially launched on September 12, 2012. I never really felt like I fitted in to this whole world of psychic mediums because I was so young. You have to remember that this is before the time of the Tyler Henry generation. I guess I had a different approach to it all because I just didn't want to be the typical persona of someone who does this kind of job. And yes, it is a job. It's my passion through and through, but it is also how I make a living. And I love it. I've met thousands of people all around the world and their loved ones in spirit. Mediumship is really important to me. And even though there have been many times I've wanted to give it all up and turn my back on it, I can't. Because someone out there is experiencing that same heartache I felt when I was told that my Uncle Alan was never coming back. I do mediumship for spirit. I do mediumship because I know how much the spirit world can truly assist us on our healing journey. I know that having our loved ones in spirit, being a part of our everyday life, is the love, support, and encouragement we need to continue to live our best lives. Becoming New Zealand's modern medium isn't something I intentionally set out to do. I did a lot of training with two of the world's best leading mediums, Tony Stockwell and Lisa Williams, and having them as my mentors, the incredible pioneers that they are for the spiritual community, made me never take developing my mediumship ability for granted. I really do see it that I need to keep pushing and develop my ability to discover more of what I can do, or what can be done through mediumship. I will never stop learning, as the spirit world continues to evolve too. I'll never forget when I was in Bali, having dinner with my friend who first started off as my business coach. She said to me, "Melissa, it's selfish of you not to share your ability with the world. You have to take this as far as you can so that you can help as many people all around the world. You came here to do God's work." I really didn't know what to make of what she said, except cry. Back then, I was so afraid of what people thought of me, and I was embarrassed to tell people that I was a medium. I really hadn't grasped the understanding that we are source energy, we are unconditional love, and when we cross over to the spirit world, we return back to love. So ultimately, as a medium, I reunite people to love. And how can I feel embarrassed about that? I feel truly honored that I decided to have this as my mission this lifetime. In fact, I had an astrologer years ago read my chart, and she was blown away with how it aligned. She said she'd done charts for many intuitives and mediums, and never in her life has she seen a chart like mine. To put it simply, I was born to be a medium. It's in my stars and my planets. I'm here to be an interpreter to the spirit world and to be a spiritual teacher. So there really is no denying the fact that no matter what, this is what I came here to do. So what do I believe modern mediumship is? Well, it's about changing the stigma that mediumship is somehow woo-woo or whatever our society has deemed it to be. The thing is, mediumship is powerful. It is so powerful that this is why I believe many institutions have tried to rid us of being able to connect with our loved ones, deeming it as evil and other such nonsense. When you connect with your loved ones in the spirit world, you are connecting with pure, unconditional love, the most powerful force in the universe. So, can you see how this could become a reason to deter us from experiencing it? So, modern mediumship is about bringing all of us back to have these connections, to no longer see it as losing someone, but gaining access to a stream of infinite supply of unconditional love. Modern mediumship is about experiencing all of what our loved ones in the spirit world can offer us. A lot of the time, our loved ones have crossed over because part of their soul's purpose is to guide us, to help us do something profound in our lives with their assistance. Of course, we can't go on to create these incredible lives or change the world for the better if we are shut off from our very own mediumship ability. And yes, I believe every single person has a mediumship ability. I have just chosen to take mine to the next level to serve others, but every single person on the planet is a medium. And oh my, if you could truly tap into the power of mediumship and have that direct access to your loved ones in the spirit world, man, you would never live in fear or doubt in your life ever again. And this is why I say mediumship is truly powerful. I don't believe we've really scraped the surface with mediumship. And that gets me super excited for what is yet to come. Because I feel it's already pretty amazing that we can connect with our loved ones and know that it's them and that they are watching over us, that they are there with us every step of the way. But imagine if there was no longer a disconnect and you could tap into it at any point. I really believe that children born in the era of the 5D ascension will bring this ability to humanity. In the meantime, we just have to keep saying yes to every opportunity we can to experience mediumship, whether that be a private reading, a live event, a workshop, you name it. I've definitely seen that there is something quite amazing that happens when we gather as a collective for the purpose of experiencing mediumship. The connections and energy that we can experience is definitely amplified, and the spirit world themselves love having the ability to showcase their unconditional love for as many people as they can. Remember, mediumship is really powerful. So the more of us can experience it, the more we can essentially rise with love. I've sure loved my journey so far. It's been beyond rewarding to do this work. I have so many people who hold a very special place in my heart and the connections we've been able to have with their loved ones in spirit. I am grateful to all the mediums who walked before me, who paved the way for me to be able to do this work to the capacity in which I am able to do all around the world. And it doesn't have to be something that I do in my basement. I am so incredibly proud of all the mediums around the world bringing closure, healing, comfort, and support to humanity. Thank you to my incredible spiritual team who believe in me, and to all my wonderful clients who have given me the opportunity to connect to your loved ones in spirit. I am eternally grateful to all the mediums who have connected me with my Uncle Alan. Thank you for showing me my path, and that love is eternal. Mediumship is a beautiful co-creation of the two worlds united as one. Thank you for joining me. It's been my absolute pleasure to spend this time with you. It truly is an honor to be a medium and to have your assistance in making mediumship the norm. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone you feel would benefit from hearing this message. You can also head over to my website to find out more and work with me. Hear us to us, bringing mediumship into the everyday home, the everyday hearts, and everyday conversations. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings, Melissa.